With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Four candidates are running for state senate in the 26th district. That includes all of Van Buren and Allegan counties and part of Kent County. Current state senator Tanya Shoemaker cannot run again due to term limits. Erwin Haas is the libertarian candidate in the 26th state senate district. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
So give us a brief introduction and tell us what you would like to do if you do win election to the state senate.
Well, I'm a retired physician up here in Grand Rapids. My public service consisted of being a city commissioner in Kentwood from 2013 until 2017. I didn't run last year for re-election. I also served as a flight surgeon in Vietnam. I have been a libertarian for a very long time and gave the standard political kind of spiel that libertarians always do, is, you know, freedom and liberty. But then a couple of years ago, I tumbled to the notion that a lot of the governmental programs that cost us a lot of money and interfere with our enjoyment of life are based on very flawed social sciences. The political scientists and military scientists sent me and 2.8 million young men to Vietnam, and they've yet to have any of these moochers apologize for that. And if you go through all of the social sciences, you name it, economics, psychology, sociology, they're all based on pseudosciences. They really don't have any reproducible results. But we use these in our government to, you know, support things like public education and drug rehabilitation and all sorts of wonderful programs. The experts and the scientists tell us that they're going to improve our lives, but their underlying science is not reproducible. A lot of it isn't valid. So we're being fed a bill of goods that really we should try to avoid by just questioning these guys and finding ways around some of their enthusiasms. The enthusiasms really don't help us very much.
So let's kind of go into an issue or two there. Let's start with education. I mean, based on what you're saying there, what does that mean for actual policy that you would pursue as a state senator related to education?
Well, the public schools in Michigan were first authorized in 1871. The laws really weren't enforced until 1900. So before 1900, we are led to believe that people didn't develop calculus and didn't write Shakespeare and the Bible, that they were incapable of building railroads and steel mills. It's nonsense. I mean, people did all sorts of stuff. Thomas Alva Edison, you may have heard of the fellow.
Sure.
He grew up in Port Huron. A year of school, maybe not, who knows. He was doing high-powered electronics, developed a phonograph out of nothing. We need people like that rather than highly schooled people who don't try to take any risks, who think that they're entitled to a livelihood because they went to a college somewhere.
So are you saying should we abolish public schools? Should we not require people to go to school? What does that look like in policy?
In policy, I think we should return schooling to communities, maybe even one-room schoolhouses, so that the parents know what their kids are learning. You learn an awful lot of stuff at home. And after a certain age, let's say 12 or 14, we should let those kids go out there and try to seek out their own fates, their own impulses.
So no high school?
At that age, have enormous energy.
No high school? I mean, should kids still go on to high school?
Well, if they want to go to high school, that's their business. If they want to go out there and apprentice themselves to a bricklayer or become soldiers of fortune, that's their business.
At 12 or 14?
Yeah, sure. Well, think of George Washington. He was working as a surveyor at age 12. He was licensed as a surveyor by age 16. By 18, he was independently wealthy. And at 21, he was a field grade officer in an army somewhere. Yeah.
Not everybody can grow up to be George Washington, though.
Well, but you need George Washington in order to form a country, to make something, rather than this aimless drift that we've got, in especially in Michigan right now, where you know we're just sort of slopping back and forth.
So you mentioned drug rehab. Do you favor Proposal 1 to legalize recreational marijuana?
Absolutely, yes.
Why?
Well, for one thing, the marijuana laws have been used to jail hundreds of thousands of young men who really are not guilty of any violent offense. They haven't done anything to anybody, victimless crimes. The other really major aspect is that we will not allow farmers to grow hemp because hemp looks like marijuana and the cops can't tell if it's marijuana growing out there or hemp. Therefore, we will prevent people from growing hemp. Hemp is a very useful plant. It can be used to, for plastics, for to build the chassis of automobiles. There is a YouTube picture from 1938 where a Ford car is being beat with a sledgehammer, and the coating of the car is made out of hemp-derived plastic at that time. Astonishing stuff.
Okay.
And yes, we could certainly use that kind of an additional crop here in Michigan.
We will have to leave it there. Erwin Haas is the Libertarian candidate for state Senate in the 26th District. That includes Van Buren and Allegan counties as well as part of Kent County. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Gordon. Take care.
For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.